ekpaman virinchita meti tatat param himam. Henry supplies the dutiful religious life, takes us to the post, makes us eligible for the post of a Brahma, the administrator of the whole globe, whole, so many solar systems. Brahman. Tatat param himam. Then Mother says, I am beyond all material creation. The world of exploitation, I am above that. Vyakritam, not very easily intelligible am I. Something's renunciation, something's devotion, something's connection with the exploiting world. I am a peculiar type of entity, Mahadev. I am devotee, Vaishnavananda Sambhu. I am fighting with the Lord, sometimes going against with the weapon. I am going to fight with my Lord. I am master of the, who controls the whole, the force that controls the whole of the world of exploitation. I am master of that. Opposition, leader of the opposition party. Advagan. And the first revolt against the harmony. Ishavasyam. That all is one. No. I am not along with him. I am a separate existence. Dakatam. Not very plainly understood my position. It is hazy, it is unintelligible, it is perplexing. Abhyakritam. Paramhimam abhyakritam bhagavatutha vaishnava. That there is another section above me, after me. Vaishnavam padam. They are living in a place who are known as the land of the Vaishnavas, which is known. Jathaham vibhudha kalattai. And I aspire to occupy that position. I aspire to get a visa of that land in any time, good future time. Jatha. Vibhudha, O gods, Kalattari, and the wholesale dissolution of the whole exploitation land will be, withdrawn into the subtlemost existence. At that time, I hope that I will enter that higher region. Bhagavatutha Vishnavang Padang Jathahang Vibhudha Kalattai. O gods, I aspire after. I am waiting for the time. Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol. Almost always in speaking mode, praise of Mahaprabhu. So much so, in his hymn I mentioned, Kripaya Hari Kirtana Murti Haram. Just the Kirtan has been personified in his figure and come here. All the chanting. And sometimes he told as if in a repentant mood, we are not speaking in these days about the greatness, nobleness of Nama, Nam Bhajan. really all is attained only to mean that the name of the Lord, the holy name, that is the most great aspect, the noble aspect of the Lord. Especially in the case to save the fallen souls. That was the only purpose of his life. Still, sometimes he showed that I am not speaking about the nobility of the name, what I am doing. This way. Sanatana Goswami has written, Jayati Jayati Nama Nanda Rupam Murari Viramita Nija Dharma Dhyana Puryadi Yatmam Kasama Vishakidattam Muktidam Praninam Yat Paramamamitam Ekam Jivanam Bhushanam. Sanatana Goswami. That the ecstasy coming from taking the holy name may be victorious. Namananda rupam mula ananda. Ananda ecstasy. Namananda, which is coming out from the service of the name. That may be victorious all over tendencies that are found in the world. It may prevail, count with success. May have the greatest influence over everything. Viramita nija dharma dhyana pujari, which can paralyze. Paralyze all our holy tendencies, not only ordinary tendencies. All other holy tendencies, attempts may be stopped. It is so powerful. Nija dharma, duty, in every, in every phase of life. When the ecstasy comes out of the name, holy, or name, may paralyze all other duties. That's the attempt. Dharma, duty. Dhyana, our conscious movement. Meditation, meditating attempt. That also is paralyzed. Nija dharma, dhyana, puja. And the attempt. This archon, this puja, this sandhya, temple. It becomes so much intense that all other attempts are, for the moment, we forget, make us forget. Viramita nija dharma, dhyana, puja, dijatnam. Nija dharma, and the in discharging our duties, that is what is in the nature of karma, holy, pious karma. Then dhyana means in the area of pure consciousness, conscious essence. And the puja, our reverent offering to the Lord, that is also. Kathamya Sakidattam Muktidang Pranang, so powerful. In any way, if we can come to touch, have a touch, holy touch of that holy name. Kathamapi, anyhow, if we can, if we are blessed with the slight connection of that holy name, কসম বিশ্বকে যাত মুক্তিদম প্রাণ নাম যত লিবারেশন ফ্রম অল আনডিজায়ারেবল থিংস দ্যাট ওয়ান্স এফেক্টেড সো ডিসইনফেক্টিং ইন ক্যারেক্টার কসম বিশ্বকে যাত মুক্তিদম প্রাণ নাম যত পরম মমে তমেকং জীবনং ভূষণং and one can feel it is sustaining the life, the very life, life sustainer, life giving, enriving, jivanam, bhushanam, and also decoration, not only life, but the decoration also, the vilas, is also fine from that, that sound, vaikunthanam, the name. রূপ গোস্বামী সে নিখিল শ্রুতি মৌলি রত্নমালা দুটি নিরাজিত পাদ পঙ্কজান্ত ওই মুক্তকুলই রূপাস্যমান হরিনাম সংশয়ামি রূপ গোস্বামী প্রভুর অ্যাপ্রোচ টুয়ার্ডস দি গ্রেটনেস অফ দি নেম হোলিনেস হাইলি হোলি নেচার অফ দি নেম ইজ সাচ নিখিল শ্রুতি মৌলি রত্নমালা দুটি উই ক্যানট ফাইন্ড ইন অর্ডিনারি শ্রুতি দি মেনশন অ্যান্ড দি প্রেজ অফ দি হোলি নেম বাট দোজ দ্যার আর ফাইনেস্ট অ্যান্ড দি হাইয়েস্ট এক্সপ্রেসিভ ইন দি থট অফ শ্রুতি বেদ দি হাইয়েস্ট বেদ মিনস revealed truth. The finest and the highest revelation we find that they are meant in the praise of the holy name, the holy sound aspect of the Lord. And they are considered to be the highest amongst the revealed truth. The highest quality of revealed truth only is seen as if nirajito, as if with its light. Light is nirajito means arotrika, trying to show the holy figure of the Lord, the light. Nirajito pado pankajahanta. And what is the highest type of revealed truth is only trying to show us the Padapankajanta, the Padapankajanta, the lowest, the highest revealed truth is showing to, trying to show us, connect us with the lowest portion of the holy figure. Now, Pada Pankajanta, Oi Muktukulai Rupasya. Where we should begin, our proper beginning will be with the holy feet. Holy feet. If we try to focus in other parts of the Lord, that will be something misguidance. The proper beginning must be to the lowest position, and then gradually we shall go up. That will be the healthy progress, line of progress. Pada Pankajanta, Oi Muktukulai Rupasyamano. O name, the ordinary men that are in bondage can't approach you. Your real realization and your proper dealings, your service is only possible by those who are really master of the all illusory tendencies. Only they can be liberated The highly developed souls can only approach you. Vaishnavana Parita, Mukta Kula is Vaishnavana Parita, and there, all around you, in a crowd as if the divine souls are trying to give their obeisances to you. Parita Stan Samsayani, and I am praying to get a shelter on your holy feet. This is spoken by Rupa Goswami. In Padma Purana we find Namananda Rupa. In Padma Purana, what is that poem? Nipurna Mukta Nitya Shuddha Abhinnata Nama Nama
Chintamani Krishna
Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Mukta
Purna
Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinnata Nama 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 Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. The name of the Lord Krishna is just like Chintamani. Chintamani is a kind of jewel. The possessor of which, whatever he will think, it will automatically come to him. Chintamani. Like Kalpa Vriksha. Whatever is wanted. Hey, Harijan. Is that my wage? Ready. Namachintamani Krishna. A particular kind of jewel. The possessor, whatever he thinks, at once that comes to him. That is Chintamani. Namachintamani Krishna. Krishna Nam is Chintamani. Any holy benefit we may get from out of it. Get out of it. We can expect to get. It can supply all the necessary demands of our inner heart in the holiest transaction. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Krishna's name is such. And Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. We shall try to think it. That ecstatic, personified, and purely of spiritual play. Chaitanya Rasa, the Rasa ecstasy, and that is purely spiritual. Spiritual means that is a serving attitude, serving tendency. No least stress could be made there of exploitation or renunciation of negligence, indifferent. It commands our active sympathy, draws our attention in a natural way, That is the nature of service. Our submission, subjugation, can be produced by its charming presence. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Nama Chintamani Krishna. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, our innate, the element which can, the fine element, the fine and the pious element, that can attract our innermost attention and interest towards it. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. And that is conscious. What is pure consciousness? That is serving way. Serving. Sympathetic way towards the towards the aim, destination. Asavigraha. And that is personified. Asavigraha. Nitya, that is eternal, never ending. Nitya, mukta, that is free, having no obligation to any other entity. Mukta, nitya, mukta, shuddha, purna, that is abhidya, absolute in nature. Purna, mukta, and purity, shuddha means purity. Purity, we have to understand what is purity. Always our aim would be that only service is purity. Nahi jnanana sarisaṁ pavittamiha vidyate. It is written in Bhagavad Gita. Pavitra. What can never be? Energizing in this plane can never be pure. Inevitably it must be impure, filthy. No energy can move here without creating some disturbance in the environment. So no purity, normal, is possible to locate here in this plane of exploitation. Gross or subtle, but exploitation is inevitably connected with the life, this mundane life. Then renunciation is said comparatively to be pure. Nahi jnana sarisaṁ pavittra. That is, it withdraws from the lane of exploitation and retains to its own internal selfish condition. But that gradually equates to zero. Still, comparatively, it is considered to be pure. The meditation, the knowledge, as Kant's German philosopher says, goodwill only can be pure, but no action can be pure. But we say, even goodwill can never be pure, it is in the relativity of the mundane world. So, nahi jnanana sarisaṁ pavittraṁ yadati, it is comparatively the jnan, but Srimad Bhagavatam says, naiṣkarma mappacyuta bhāva vajjitaṁ nasurvati jnanamalam niranjanam kutakpana sasadapadra miṣyari nacārpitaṁ karma jadat pakāranam. Srimad Bhagavatam says that even that renowned knowledge, Nishkarma, Nishkarma Paramahan Siddhim, in Bhagavatam also, Nishkarma Mahavishkritam, but Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam, Nishkarma Mahavishkritam. Nishkarma, that is, absent of assertion. Karma means self-assertion, that is karma. Absence of self-assertion, that is Nishkarma. But Bhagavatam says, no, that is not the real criterion of purity. That naskarma, comparatively, it is admitted by some to be pure, but real purity can never be without the connection of the service of Krishna. As Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari. Naiṣkarma mappacyuta bhāva vajjitaṁ no sūbhate Achyut Bhagavad Gita, which have no connection with Achyut, with Krishna, that sort of strike, the stage of strike in the ordinary transaction cannot be considered as the standard purity. Nasubhati jnanamanam niranjan. So, Shuddha, what is Shuddha? As much as it is producing the satisfaction of Krishna, the purity, calculation of this purity would depend on it. As much as surrender and surrender service, for the centre, for the absolute good, it would be considered so much pure. Nitya Shuddha, always the name who takes the name of the Lord, satisfied only with the sound aspect, or engaged in the service of the sound aspect of God, is always pure. He has no ambition in this world of elevation, neither exhibitionist nor he has any quest for the perfect rest in the renounced stage, but his self-dedicated soul, who is taking the name of the Lord and is fascinated by the charm of the sound aspect of the Lord, he is considered to be above the plane of exploitation as well as renunciation. He is deeply engaged in the service. So much he does not want anything. Only the connection of the sound aspect is satisfying him highly. He is so much nishkincham. He does not want anything. Only name is sufficient. The name of Krishna is sufficient for him. He is so easily satisfied. No demand. Nitya Shuddha. Nitya Mukta. Purna Shuddha Mukta. Abhinnatat Nama Namino. And why it is so? Because the sound is is inseparably represented with the with the subject or itself or himself. The sound can sound, there cannot be any sound where the whole representation of absolute is not present. Abhinnatat namo namino. It is deho dehi vivayoga goyoga. In the mundane conception we find that the name, the figure, the color, different aspects, they have got their separate existence. They can be separately conceived. But it is not the way, not the nature of the about the things which is divine. Every part is present everywhere. Here the eye can see, the hand can touch and the catch. But in the case of the Vaikuntha divinity, especially of the Lord, the eye can see, I can hear, I can touch. Feet can see, feet can touch, feet can smell in this way. Just as in our mind, mind can see, mind can hear, mind can touch, mind can smell. Central position. But I cannot do so. So he is the most central thing that can act in any way. The part and the whole cannot be differentiated in general. But still, when he likes, he has got that capacity also. To a particular class of devotee, His full-fledged figurative characteristic. The eye is so beautiful in a different way. The nose's beauty is another way. So, all pervading omniscience, omnipotence, these are servants of his will, of him. We may take it. On the basis of that, all sorts of knowledge, all sorts of energies are only in a serving attitude waiting his order. Though he has got figure, but not with the limitation of the figure. Though in figure, still he is infinite in his character. So, Purna, Nitya, Shuddha, Abhinnatvat, Namu, Namino. The name, the sound representation is not quite different from the original existence, the original conception by different ways. The color can have, our eyes can have a particular aspect of him, our ear can another, the ear, the sound, the tongue, our touch, they may hanker for different aspects of him, but still there is unity and it is inconceivable. But the name, the sound aspect, is the most gracious and it is far-reaching, especially meant for the fallen souls to take them out. That is the peculiarity by his free will it has been endowed with. Abhinnatat nama namino. Tunje tandravini ratini vitruniti tunjavali labdhari. Bhakti rasamata sindhu another. Tunje tandravali tandravini ratini vitruniti tunjavali labdhari. Karna kuroda karam vini ghatayati karnar vude bhaspriham. We are finite and we are going to venture to talk about infinite. So only digdarshan, sativir vimigyan, only showing that this side, the aspect, partial aspect, this side we can. Tunji tandavini rutini vituniti tundavalinga. It is saying sometimes when one is taking the name, he is so charmly engaged. Tundavali labdhari, tunji tandavini rutini vituniti tundavalinga. Only one leaf or one tongue. It cannot satisfy me by taking the name. Hundreds and thousands of time is necessary. Such sort of mystic feeling arises in one heart. If one can come to have to such a position to take the name of the Lord, one tongue, what one tongue can do? Just as the gopis wanted. Why not thousands of eyes the Creator has given to us? Jidhi ve Krishna Ananda. The Brahma, the Creator, he does not know, he cannot do justice in creation. He is blaming them. He does not know what is proper creation. One who will have the opportunity of looking at the face of Krishna, he has given only two eyes, the Creator. He does not know how to create. যে দেখিবে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণানন্দ তার অনলি টু টু নয়ন অনলি টু দাই টাইস হ্যাভ বিন অ্যাটাচ টু হিম হুইল গেট দি অপরচুনিটি অফ লুকিং অ্যাট দি বিউটি অফ দি ফেস অফ কৃষ্ণ হোয়াট ইজ দিস দিস ইজ ফিয়ার ইনজাস্টিস ইন্টলারেন্ট সো তুন্দি তাণ্ডবিনী রতি বিতনতি The name comes down in the heart. From there, the wave is coming towards the tongue. The inspiration coming from above, from the brain of Paramatma, in the brain of Jivatma, enters the heart. And there, and from the heart it comes, the inspiration comes to the tongue, and the tongue begins to dance, mad, engaged in a mad dance, taking the name of Krishna. Tandavini rati, tundi tandavini rati vitunti tundari. And he feels, the heart feels, only one tongue is very, very insufficient. Thousands of tongues, the current is passing. The current from the heart is passing in such a, rushing in such a big magnitude that one tongue cannot pass the sound. Thousands of tongues necessary. The current is coming and trying, rushing towards the tongue. To produce sound in the atmosphere. Tundavali Karna Kruda Karam Vini Ghatayati Karna Bhude Bhaspriyan. Again, when entering that sound into the ear, he feels one or two ears can't receive. Thousands of ears necessary to receive this sound. Karnar buddhi bhaspiham, such sort of hankering, hardnessness arises within the heart. Karnar buddhi, chitu prangana sangini, vijayati sarvendriyanam kritim. And sometimes, when perplexed by these thoughts, feels unconscious. By the crash of this coming and going and the meager supply. Sometimes the current, the rush of the current is so much that it seems that the whole thing is going to be paralyzed, impeachment, no movement is possible at all. So much energy has come. Prangana sandini vijayati sarvendriyanankati. The whole function of all the senses are going to be a standstill. So much loss. Prangana sandini vijayati sarvendriyanankati. All the functions of all the senses, all movements are going to be blocked. সর্বেন্দ্রিয়া নজানে জনিতা কি অদ্ভিরমিত এই কৃষ্ণেতি বদনদ্দী আই ফেল টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্যাট হাউ মাচ ম্যাগনিচিউড অফ এক্সট্যাসি হ্যাজ বিন অ্যালটেড ইন দি নেম অফ দি লর্ড কি অদ্ভিরমিত হাউ মাচ নেক্টার অফ হোয়াট সর্ট অফ ডিগ্রি ইট ইজ It is with the holy name I can't assault. This is the saying of the devotees, the name is such. Sri Namanda. In the pure desert, the water, the presence of water, by glass or pipe, it is meager. But when the water comes from the cloud, it inundates the whole thing in a moment. So we are teeny persons concerned with teeny things. But his position, his grant is so much, so big. Ananda Sukh. We can't be happy with this thing, that thing, and if we secure something that vanishes immediately. But the infinite happiness, its characteristic and its purity, that cannot be conceived by us. But still it is there, and we are also here, it is also true. We want the loss, infinite loss is there. But still we are hankering for a drop of nectar, that is also true. And how we are to be joined with that, with that ocean. The ocean of anandam, rasam, ecstasy, happiness, everything, joy is there. It is true, and we are also so many beggars for a drop, it is also true. And there are so many agents that are to correct us with different departments. And our demand will be certainly satisfied, our hankering, our thirst may be quenched, and more than enough. We can get so much that we can't store it within us, we have to give away to others. Others, we can come. We can come nearer to such ocean of joy or ecstasy. And by his agents, through his agents, it is possible. And Hare Krishna, kata bhaila?
I'm not a boss. Not a boss.
And then, there is apadhan, abhar, all these things to be considered. It is also mentioned in Padma Purana. The 10 kinds of offenses against the name. The beginner should be careful about that. Know and be careful to avoid them. Padma Purana, there are 18 Puranas. Purana means Vedartha Puranat Puranam. Two characteristics of Purana. Jiva Goswami Prabhu has mentioned in his Bhagavata Sandarbha. Puranat Puranam, fulfilling, that is supplementary to Veda. In this sense it is known as Puranat. Vedartha Puranat, what is not plain and expressive in the Veda, the Puran has come as to do supplementary work for that. Vedartha Puranat. And also Puranam, which is not found in the Veda, that is we can find in the Purana. That even ancient Purana, Purana means ancient. Tredhanigadhipadam, it is in Veda, and we find in the Purana also Mahamanavata. Because Veda also comes after every creation. After the wholesale dissolution, then when creation begins, Veda comes from Narayana to Brahma through. So Puran, there are so many seers, rishis, that can collect and keep the occurrences that took place in the previous creation, kalpa. In the time of previous, the wholesale dissolution, even before that there was Vadut and there was history, and that history has been retained here in Puran, which is not in the Veda. So Puran is not to be neglected. As the Brahma school of the Arya Samaj, they neglect Puran. But Jiva Goswami Prabhu has lifted high the position of Puran. Bhagavata is also Puran, Mahapuran. Because Puran should not be neglected, that it is not, has got the dignity with the, in the same rank with Veda, but not so. Even previous to Veda, so many incidents we can find in Puran. It can record. this time Veda precedent to that, so Puranam. So Puran, there are 18 Purans and they are classified Tamasik, Rajasik, Sattik. Padma Puran is one of the Sattika Puran, and there we find mentions which favor of protection of the devotional school. Especially Sattik Puran deals with Narayana,